free plane tickets around the Czech Republic, generous travel allowances, low-rent luxury flats in Prague. Those are just a few of the many perks enjoyed by Czech deputies and senators. This week, the Prague Transport Authority decided to strip lawmakers of one of these privileges and make them pay for the use of public transport like everyone else, warning that any lawmaker caught without a ticket would be fined. Ruth Frankova reports.
There have been many attempts in the past to limit the generous perks that deputies and senators are entitled to, but Czech lawmakers are not willing to give them up easily. Prague Deputy Mayor Markéta Rídová was one of the first who suggested that city transport should make lawmakers pay transport fares, calling them an elitist group of fare dodgers. When I spoke to her over the phone, I asked her to explain the reasons behind her proposal.
There are actually 2 points. First one is that it's actually violating the ownership rights. It's impossible that the transportation company should take the cost of free use of the public transport. And the second thing is that the senators and MPs, they use these benefits twice. They have got travel benefits, plus they can use freely and free of charge the public transport, and I don't think it's right.
The proposal to make deputies pay for city transport is based on the verdict of a Prague court from last November, which ruled that elected officials have no right to use the services of public transport companies for free. However, having paid the money out of their own pocket, they can request that the state reimburse them. According to the estimates of the Prague Transport Company, lawmakers' exemption from having to pay fare costs the company more than 1 million crowns a year. But, according to Markéta Rídová, money is not the main issue.
What I think, the most important thing, is the principle. I don't think that the senators and MPs are entitled or they have got the legitimacy to do so. It's against the constitution. They are actually pushing the transportation companies and private companies to cover the cost. And I don't think that it's the right thing. And they should change it themselves and not to wait for someone else to do that.
Lawmakers have reacted with some hostility to the proposal, warning the Prague Transport Authority that without a change of legislation they are not entitled to fining MPs and senators. Markéta Rídová counters that with a bit of goodwill the law could be amended in a matter of days.
Senators and MPs, they are saying, well, it needs a change of legislation. Well, they should do it. We actually, in 2006, we proposed the change of the law and they haven't approved it. Then obviously they are the obstacle. And I don't understand why, because most of them, they say that they don't use it free, that it's actually a really petty thing and they have got no problem to change the law. They have got a chance.
If lawmakers are not willing to amend the law, Mrs. Rídová says ticket inspectors should go ahead and enforce their rights by giving them a fine.